Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of October 11th through the 18th. And I think this is going to be a somewhat quick show tonight. It's pretty basic. First of all, we are dealing with, and this is from you guys listening live on Thursday, October 11th, up through the weekend, we have this Sun squaring Pluto energy, which is really pushing all of us. And the sun is, you know, beaming its lights on this relational dynamic that we have with our new moon energy, really urging us to move forward by connecting with specialists or partners, and that can be romantic partners, marriage partners, business partners, any clients, any, you know, agents, attorneys, any competitors, opponents, obviously be careful with that one. And, you know, it's about really us showing up and being involved here with these key significant people as we're moving into the next chapter, or focusing on something about us in the mix. So maybe it has to do with, you know, seeing the specialist about what's going on with your body or image, you know, or hiring the publicist, you know, to, or specialist of some sort to help you promote your name or your brand, anything that really ties in with you yourself. Maybe there's something that you're pushing with a romantic partner that has to do with your name or title. But it is about where you are, where you find yourself in the mix with these key players. And, you know, as far as opponents go or competitors, this could end up being, you know, one of those kind of physical confrontations. So that's why I'm saying be careful with that one. Or it could just be where you're really kind of needing to figure out how to stand up for yourself in a safe way. And so as we are moving in through this square to Pluto, we are, you know, dealing with powerful stuff that, and a challenge there. And so something is either evolving or transforming in a very powerful way with a goal that we have about this, or it has to do with purging of something and getting rid of it so that we can then step forward in a stronger, more empowered way. It can be about, you know, making big changes in the situation and what it is you need to do for that. So we can have some, you know, really amazing things coming out of this. We just have to be, you know, prepared, I guess, to move through it for the next few days. And where Pluto is, you know, obviously with Pluto, we have Pluto themes that may be involved here. So there may be something that you're tackling that has a financial side to it. Maybe you're seeing the specialist to figure out, you know, your taxes or your insurance policies or investments or alimony or whatever the big financial thing is. Pluto also rules sexual attraction, so there can be a lot of friction here with the physical relational connection where the sun is, and then Pluto, you know, with sexuality. That may be a great thing. It depends on how you're dealing with it, I guess. It can be reproductive, so maybe some people are going to be a lot more fertile over these next few days, or maybe there's seeing the specialist to help with the fertility issue or hormonal situation going on in the body, or maybe there's something with the reproductive system, you know, that you're seeing a specialist about. This can be about divorce. Pluto rules that. It can be about a death or a birth. It can be about situations that are balanced between you and two other people, so third-party situations. And it can also kind of, you know, through Capricorn where this is sitting, it can involve career or it can involve authority figures as well. So you might be trying to figure out, you know, how the boss or the judge or the director or the parent or, you know, somebody like that figures into this, or where you're going, you know, financially or with that sexual attraction in your career, you know, if there's something like that playing out. So it's really intense, and it's you know, usually these things are either some kind of frustration or something challenging us. It's an obstacle. It's something we have to deal with, you know, or get around or cope with or whatever that is. Or it's about us really pushing harder to reach whatever goal we've set here. And so, there's just a lot more energy being put out into the universe from you as you're going about this over these next few days. So that's the first part. And then the second part, really what I titled the show about, has to do with the fact that when we come to the beginning of the week, when we get to Monday the 15th, Mercury is going to come and sit with our Venus retrograde. And this is kind of like a turning point in the story with Venus retrograde. So we've had these things, you know, with Venus, she rules women in our life or women in general and how we're functioning with women. She rules true love and lovers, falling in love, what our lover's doing and all of that. She rules personal income and she rules beauty, themes about beauty. So this can be you beautifying yourself, beautifying your home. It can be objects of beauty like art or jewelry, things like that. And so in retrograde, she has been slowed and everybody's like kind of chiming in on how they feel about what's going on with that. And it's kind of slowing that down and letting us hash that out as a society and that kind of thing. And everybody's personal life, we've been dealing with Venus slowing down. You know, are we slowing down and really focusing in on an ongoing or a past lover or love relationship or our own love life and what we want to do about it? Are we slowing down and focusing on an ongoing or past income scenario or these women or the beauty themes? And Venus is in Scorpio, so we have a crossover here with some of the topics that are going on that are pushing us over these next few days with Pluto, and that means that whatever's going on with these women, income, beauty, or lovers, scenarios in the past, this is having something also to do with a bigger financial topic or a death or a birth or a divorce or our sex life or reproductive needs. And so the reason we are having a turning point with this is that Mercury is coming to this degree on Monday, going to sit and merge with Mercury or with Venus there. And so at this point, we either have that breakthrough thought or idea, you know, and we're like, oh, my God, you know, that's it. This is what I need to do. Or we hear news that we've been waiting to hear about it. Or it's something communication information oriented, right? And so we might get into a really important talk on Monday or in the days that follow as this starts to pick up and move forward. But Monday is definitely the day to circle, okay? Or we might get into a meeting or there might be an interview or an audition about it. There might be something having to do with sales or agreements. Mercury also rules short trips and local activities. It rules siblings and neighbors and vehicles and electronics. So some of this stuff might all be kind of merging in with your Venus retrograde story, whatever that is for you, whether you're trying to, always in a retrograde, you're either looking at letting something go or going back and reworking it or rethinking it or going into the past and, you know, reconnecting with people that you haven't seen or heard from in a long time and seeing if there's something to rekindle there. It can also help you get better closure in situations if there was, you know, say a bad breakup or a bad deal or, you know, I don't know. And it can also help you pick back up on things, you know, like let's say you had a really great idea, some kind of project to make money, but it wasn't the right time for it. Well, this could give you that opportunity to pick that back up. Or if the love relationship, you know, kind of fizzled a bit, maybe it'll have a new spark at this point. So whatever your Venus retrograde story is, by Monday, we should be starting to hear the information that we need or have that aha moment or get into the talk or focus on the sales or the short trips, et cetera, and make some decisions. And so that's the turning point part of it is we're definitely going to be making some decisions moving forward with this. So you want to be open, you know, keep your heart open to anything that's flowing in and out. Remember, when we're in a retrograde, we're in flux with these things. We don't have an absolute until we're out the other side, which doesn't come until November 16th with Venus retrograde. And you know, keep the lines of communication open and share your own ideas, take your own short trips, make your own decisions here and see where this is going to lead you. So this is really all that's going on in our week ahead that stands out, you know, that isn't your normal day-to-day kind of functioning stuff. So with Aries, definitely want to keep in mind that you have that new moon momentum going in this week ahead when it does come to relationships. But because of the square between the Sun and Pluto between now, Thursday the 11th, and through this weekend, you know, there is a challenge here, something you're either pushing yourself with or feeling pushed about. And so it has to do with your own physical involvement or body or image or brand or name or title or some kind of need that you have involving this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, advocate, whoever this is. And with Pluto in the square, then you're really looking at pushing when it comes to your personal goals or your career or these authority type figures and anything plutonic having to do with finances, sex, divorce, death, birth, reproductive needs, or third parties. And then by the time you get to Monday with Mercury coming up to Venus retrograde, this brings into your week ahead, really kicking right off from the beginning, important news or talks or meetings or ideas, interviews, agreements, sales, writing, short trips, etc., that can really hone in on what you want to do next financially, sexually, reproductively, with a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third party, focusing on those past scenarios with Venus. So making it about that past love interest or income situation or the women or woman involved or what you're doing about a beauty idea or situation. And so that's where, you know, the new beginning, the kind of fresh turning point is launching from. For Taurus, new moon energy is active in this week ahead, and it's relational, one-on-one scenarios. But for Taurus, it's really saying, I want you to focus on showing up and getting involved with these key players about work or health. So seeing the specialist about your health, or you and your partner starting to get healthy together, or you know, partnering with somebody or expanding your client base with when it comes to the work you're doing. And, you know, in the sixth house, this can also tie into maybe moving some paperwork forward or working with others or hiring someone to help. Or also there's an outside tie-in to animals as well. So if there's someone you're doing something one-on-one with for your animals and moving that forward, that fits as well. And you have this big kind of push between Thursday the 11th and through the weekend, through Sunday, probably peaking most Thursday, Friday. And that has to do with either legal matters, travel plans, educational interests, anything with media or marketing, something with ceremonies or something with religion or politics. So you want to kind of look at what you need there. Is there something missing, or is there something you need to jump into and really do here to make the rest of what it is you need work out for you? And then by Monday the 15th, we have that turning point with our Venus retrograde. This is an important one because it's actually giving you a fresh bit of information or an offer or a talk or meeting or sale or agreement or the writing or the interview or, you know, something in that communication information flow that can help you, Taurus, hone in with either reworking or letting go of an ongoing situation or going back to the past and rekindling something and seeing what kind of potential it has. And for Taurus, it's all about relationships. So it is about, you know, where you are with the partners, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, the competitors, the opponents, focused on a Venus theme. So it's about being in love, or it's about making money, or it is about women, or it is about beauty interests. So really definitely keep the connections open and the information flow open on Monday. And then this may kind of carry you through the week ahead as you build upon that. For Gemini, The new moon energy that is relational for everybody. For Gemini, it's saying connect one-on-one with people, either over creative projects or with children or about children. So maybe it's about your partner and the kids you have, or a specialist that you're seeing for your child, or, you know, an advocate of some sort, you know. It can be about your lover or love life, and it can be about recreational pursuits. So one-on-one connections with the sun shining here between now, Thursday the 11th, and through the weekend, through Sunday, it really is about pushing yourself or feeling pushed, about showing up, being physically or personally involved in this, or really making your needs known, maybe focusing in on where you are with your name or title or brand or image or body in this situation with the lover or the creative projects or recreational pursuits or kids. And the challenge is in this square to Pluto. So, you know, for Gemini, it's straight up Pluto in his own house, really. So it's just straight up Pluto stuff for you guys, which really means, you know, pushing yourself or feeling pushed over one of those topics when it comes to the bigger financial scenario, the divorce, a death, a birth, your sex life, your reproductive needs, or third parties in the mix. And then when we come to this turning point for everybody on Monday, really turning a corner because there's information that you needed to know, or the chance to have that talk or meeting or sign the agreements or make the sale or write something or interview, you know, so information, communication about your Venus retrograde themes. And so for Gemini, you know, you really want to look at what you're hearing or deciding or making, you know, getting into talks about that have to do with work or health or animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. And this will involve Venus retrograde. So a past love interest, a past income interest there, something to do with women or something to do with beauty. So, you know, you have all kinds of good combinations there that you could be working on. Might be, you know, a chance to really start to move things forward in the way that you need them to go. For Cancer, the sun squaring Pluto between now, October 11th, and through the weekend, through Sunday, but really at its height now on Friday, I would say, probably the 11th and 12th, is pushing you to really show up and be more personally or physically involved with something going on in your home, or it might have to do with a renovation, a move, a real estate deal, or something tied in with your family, your history, a parent, a roommate. You know, so it's really at the root of Cancer's chart. And so what, you know, makes you feel secure, where your emotions are grounded, how you're connecting in home and family matters, and where you are, you know, what do you need here? And with the push to Pluto, this means that there's something here that you're dealing with that is about a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, and Pluto themes, so the sexual attraction or the reproductive need or the divorce or the death or the birth or the big financial topic or a third-party situation, and how you can turn a corner with this as your involvement or your identity or your name or title or whatever is impacted by this over these days ahead. And then by Monday, excuse me, it's dry in here. By Monday the 15th, we have that kind of turning point. Let me take a drink. Hold on. Okay. We have that turning point with the Venus retrograde. So, you know, this is because Mercury is coming to the same degree. So we start to have more information. If you've been waiting on news, you might get it. If you are trying to get in and have that talk or meeting with somebody, or maybe you're going to randomly run into somebody, which happens in, you know, any kind of retrograde that's a personal one. It can be about sales or agreements or writing or interviews or decisions that are coming together now with your Venus retrograde. And so for Cancer, this is about a lover or the kids or a creative project or something recreational. And in that, you're focused on Venus retrograde themes. So where's the income flow impacting this, or where is love with lovers with your women or all this, how are women impacting the creative projects or the kids or your recreational needs, or what's going on with beauty in the mix as well. And so, you know, reassessing and moving things around with the ongoing scenario or whatever is past coming back around at this point. But Monday kicks it off. And so if you need to reach out and say something, or if you're waiting to hear something, or waiting to understand something, this should be when things start to click in for you. For Leo, the push between the Sun and Pluto, very intense for everybody. And for Leo, you know, you got a lot of different places this could be playing out. We have new moon energy here where the Sun is shining. For Leo, you know, this can be about you getting out and about and getting more involved in something local, or maybe taking a short trip. It can be about something going on with a brother or sister or neighbor. It could be something you're doing with your vehicles or electronics. Or it could be about some kind of idea or negotiation, maybe a sale, an agreement, the writing, the interview, the audition, the talk, the meeting, you know. So there's a lot there. So whichever one of these things is kind of pushing you, that's the one that's going to be where you're putting all this energy. And so you really need to look at, is your image being represented here? Is your brand being represented here? Are you showing up and getting involved? Are you pursuing your needs here? Is it about your title or, you know, whatever is personal to you? How are you involved in this? Or is some kind of news or decision coming down impacting you personally, physically, or your name or identity, et cetera? So with the square with Pluto, it's pushing for Leo in some kind of, you know, intense way over a health or a work issue for you guys, or it could have to do with an animal, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. And so in any of those themes, you're looking at Pluto. Are we going deep? Are we purging things? Are we evolving things? Is there a financial side to this I need to tackle? Is there a sexual side or reproductive side? Is there something with a death or a birth or a divorce that's impacting, you know, what's going on here? And so that's where the big push, the big challenge is over these next few days. And then when we get to Monday the 15th, we have this information finally coming in, connecting with our Venus retrograde theme. And so that is our turning point. That's when we're going to hear the news we've been waiting on, or we're going to get into that talk or meeting, or sign the agreement, or focus on the sale or the writing or interviews. But this, at this point, it is focused on your home, your property, a real estate deal, your land, you know. It could be about a renovation or a move. It could be about your family. It could be about a parent or roommate. It could be about something involving history or ancestry or country, depending on what you're involved in, Leo. And so, you know, there's important information here as this is kind of shifting gears and asking you to, you know, make a decision or figure out what the next step is with Venus retrograde in those areas. So is it about the past or ongoing reworking of something, about a love interest there, or your income needs, or a woman, or a bunch of women, or what's going on with beauty here? And so you can kind of expect that to settle in on Monday and then carry you forward into whatever this next step is going to be. For Virgo, over these next few days, Thursday the 11th and up through the weekend, but really kind of critical on Thursday and Friday the 11th and 12th, this is really pushing the Virgos to physically or personally be more involved or focus on their needs or what's going on with their brand or name or title or image or identity in some way, and how that is wrapped up with their income situation or purchases that they're making or their possessions and what they're doing with them, or a product. If you're behind a product, maybe your image or brand is linked to that, or it could have to do with your values or being valued. What do you value at this point? And we're having this big push here with Pluto. So for Virgo, this is pushing you to evolve a scenario tied to a lover or the kids or a creative project or the recreational pursuit, and what's going on with Pluto there. So is it about the sexuality or the reproductive need? Is it about the divorce? Is it about the death or the birth or the third party? Or is it about a bigger financial topic like the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the child support, and that kind of thing? So we have a big push here over these days ahead, asking, you know, you to be in the center of that story somehow. And then by Monday the 15th, we have Mercury coming together with our Venus retrograde. Now, this is, you know, for Virgo, it's in the arena of information and communication, and it's Mercury which rules that. And so we have like kind of a double focus here on a real importance for the Virgos to either hear news or make a decision or to have an important talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or interview or audition or short trip. And for some Virgos, this may be focused more on things coming together that have to do with the physical side of this, which would be something to have to do with a brother or sister or neighbor or vehicles or electronics or local, I think I said local activities already. Okay, so whichever one of those it is for Virgo, then you're focusing on where you are with Venus retrograde. Are you going back into the past or reworking something current and looking at where you are with lovers, with income, with women, and or with beauty interests in that mix? So the turning point comes through this information flow and decisions and all of that, and where you want to go next with it throughout the week. For Libra, the sun and this new moon is in your sign. So as you're pushing with Pluto over these next few days, if you're listening live, and that's, you know, the days are really October 11th up through Sunday, up through the weekend, but really the strongest on the 11th and 12th. And so Libra, really pushing yourself. You know, is it about you doing something physical so that you're feeling more fit? Does it have to do with some kind of personal need that you have? Are you just showing up for something in life that's important to you right now? Are you focusing in on your image or brand or body or name or title? It's really about you guys, you know? And because it's in the sign Libra, your own sign, then there's that balance that has to do with key people that are important in this scenario for you, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, the partners, the clients, the competitors, you know. So you have to kind of think about who are you impacting or who do you need to reach out to as you're trying to move, you know, whatever this mountain is for yourself forward over these next few days. And really the Pluto challenge has to do with your living situation or family, you know. So whether that's you trying to, you know, get the house ready for a big party or move or renovate or buy a house or sell a house or start something big on the property or, you know, take in a roommate or see a roommate exit or deal with your family or parent there. There's a big push over these next few days, and the push is about Pluto, which it is for everybody. So really looking at where you are financially there or what it is you need sexually or reproductive or how the divorce or the death or the birth is impacting what's going on there and getting through that to figure out what's next. And when we come to Monday the 15th and then how that's going to kind of set you into the week ahead, that's a turning point because it's bringing information or that aha moment where it's going to help you figure out a big part of what this Venus retrograde is about for you. And so it can help you start to hear news or offers or get into talks or meetings or interviews or auditions or write or focus on agreements or sales or decisions. And it's about your income situation, or it's about purchases, products, or possessions. And so you guys really want to, you know, if there are, because it's Venus retrograde, if there are women involved in that from the past or some ongoing thing you want to go back to at this point or you're hearing from now, or if it has to do with beauty or love or just a double income theme in the mix because Venus rules that as well, then it's definitely time, you know, speak up, ask questions, meet with people, pick up your phone, answer your emails. It's all about communication. And then that will start to get the ball rolling through this week ahead. For Scorpio, the sun is pushing against Pluto right now. Pluto being, you're one of your ruling planets here, so I'm sure it's you're feeling this, right? And so the sun here for Scorpio is asking you guys to focus on your personal or physical involvement in something, or where you are with your name, your brand, your image, your title, your needs, through 12th house matters. And 12th house matters have to do with, do you need to go to an institution like a hospital or a spa or a retreat, or is it about a romantic getaway or clandestine romance, some kind of karmic union, passion-stirring kind of thing going on physically with you? Does it have to do with an artistic pursuit, a film, the music, the concert, the poetry, the painting, the museum, you know, something, whatever artistic muse-driven theme is here that's drawing you in and getting you busy? Does it have to do with a spiritual matter? Is it about research or investigations? Also could be challenging, you know, could be about addictions or secrets, you know, so be careful with those, right? And then the push here is with Pluto. So, you know, feeling frustrated or challenged or challenging yourself more to have some kind of very intense talk or meeting, or hear, you know, have the news come in or the decision made that is Pluto themed. So, you know, it's about sexual attractions or reproductive needs or a death or a birth or a divorce, or something with that big financial topic as it is for everybody. So pushing from Thursday the 11th, probably up through the weekend, but definitely Thursday and Friday the 11th and 12th with that. By the time you get to Monday, this is really cool for Scorpio because this is kind of the turning point, I think, with the Venus retrograde. Because we're going to have some information, some news coming in or an offer, or you're going to get into that talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or interview or decision about your Venus retrograde theme. And it's in your sign, Scorpio, so it's all about you. It's really focused on you, you know, hearing from this person or you know, making that choice or any of those communication themes that have to do with the lover or the income opportunity or the women or the beauty theme, and it's focused on you, you know. So either you're showing up and physically getting involved here, or you're making choices about how you're going to do that, or again, you know, you're tying in your own personal needs or image, brand, name, title, you know. So you got quite a crossover there, Scorpio, and this is going to give you that fresh kick into the week starting Monday. For Sagittarius, the sun is shining on your social arena, and you're getting a big push Thursday through the weekend, so the 11th up through, you know, the 14th, I guess, and especially active on the 11th and 12th. And so Sag, this is like, you know, new moon momentum here, but also a challenge. And so I don't know if you're just going for broke and you're just a lot busier or there is some kind of obstacle to overcome, but it is about how you're showing up and getting involved or what your needs are or what's going on with your image or brand or name or title and all that personal stuff. When it comes to a friend or it comes to a group activity or it comes to a gathering of some sort or what you're doing online or with astrology or with charities. And then it also has more of a personal side where maybe it's about a personal aspiration you're pursuing or an original project as well. So you're pushing here and you're pushing with Pluto, and Pluto is focused on your income in the mix or your purchases or your possessions or your products and where you are, you know, with shared financial or other financial interests or with that sexual interest or reproductive need or divorce or death or birth or third party. So, yeah, it's powerful. It's intense. Maybe not so bad since it seems social for you guys. Maybe you're just, you know, torn because you also have to go make money. I don't know. Or maybe it's costing a lot to throw this party or I don't know. But whatever this is, you'll know what it is pace yourself through it. By Monday the 15th, we have that kind of turning point with the Venus retrograde. And I say that because the information is finally coming in, or you're figuring something out, or you're having that important talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or interview or making that important decision. And so, Sag, it's playing out behind the scenes in your mystical, magical, delusional, you know, sometimes delusional 12th house. And so, you know, this can be about something with Venus retrograde coming through here that is romantic, that is karmic, that has to do with institutions of some sort. So playing out at a spa, retreat, hospital, prison, psychiatric ward, I don't know, whatever kind of institution. It could be something that's playing out at, through the arts. So while you're at the concert or the museum or the theater or pursuing your film or music or painting, et cetera. It could be something with meditation, prayer, yoga, magic, psychic interests, something in investigations or research. I think that's every arena there for you guys. And, you know, so you're looking for Venus retrograde there and what this next choice is going to be. So is it about the long-lost love or reworking and rekindling a love scenario? Is it about an income situation that you're trying to get back and working? Is it about women or a woman in the mix that you're reviving here in some way? Or is it about a beauty interest, you know, and what's kind of being figured out with that? So look for the information flow. Keep it open yourself, you know, inquire, speak up. And this should kick you into the week ahead starting on Monday. For Capricorn, these next few days, Thursday the 11th up through Sunday the 14th, it's really going to be pushing you guys with the sun spotlighting your physical involvement with a goal. So, you know, this could be a personal goal that you decide to go get actively, you know, involved in, or this could be that you have a goal about yourself. So you're really focused on a physical goal. You want to lose weight. You want to get fit. You want to get healthy. This could be about your image and redoing that, your brand. It could be about your name or title. Or it could be something that is career-oriented and how you're showing up for that or how you're getting your name out there for that, you know. And then finally, it could be about an authority-type person in the mix. So there could be a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, somebody like that that's part of this big push forward as you're going here. And with the square to Pluto, that's in your sign. So definitely leads it right back to you again in this push and transforming something, evolving something, looking at where you are in the bigger financial picture or where you are sexually, reproductively, with life and death scenarios, with divorce, with third party power balance, you know, with other people. And so I definitely think the Caps are going to be feeling this one pretty, you know, set your mind to whatever you want to show up for and start to really move this goal forward. And then by Monday, we have this kind of turning point with the Venus retrograde. And so for Capricorn, you know, for everybody, obviously, it's bringing in the information and communication flow to this. So you can have that breakthrough idea or aha moment, or you can hear the news or offer coming through, or you can get into the talk or meeting, interviews, sales, agreements, writing, you know, whatever this flow is for you that's going to help you reconnect with Venus retrograde, so an ongoing or someone from the past, over true love or income needs or beauty or women scenarios. And it's all playing out through this social stream for Capricorn. So there may be a friend here or something tied to a group or something that happens online. So maybe you're hearing from the past love interest or the income opportunity through an internet scenario. It could be at a party event, gathering of some sort. It could be about astrology or charities. Maybe, you know, you wanted to learn about astrology and make money through that, you know, so you have an opportunity that starts that kind of example. So however you want to combine this, it's all coming together in this social arena for you guys over Venus retrograde, over lovers or income or women or beauty. And Monday kicks it off, so that's fresh start, turnaround, start to figure out where you're taking this next in the week ahead. For Aquarius, the sun pushing up against Pluto in this square, very frictional energy pattern for everybody over the next few days. This is Thursday the 11th. I think you're going to feel it up through Sunday the 14th, but definitely Thursday and Friday the 11th and 12th at its peak. For Aquarius, this is like your time to show up and physically do something here, or make your needs apparent and pursue them in this mix. When it comes to anything travel or dealing with people at a distance or anything legal you need to tackle, anything educational, anything with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything with religion or politics. So, yeah, everything in that expansive, higher-minded arena, that's where you're pushing. So look at where you are physically, personally. What do you need for your name, brand, title, body, image, whatever, right? And then you're pushing with Pluto here. So there's something in this mix that's the challenge that has to do with a romantic interest, an artistic pursuit, a spiritual matter, or something having to do with a hospital, spa, retreat, or some other institution. It could have something to do with an addiction or a secret or a deception. It could have something to do with an investigation or the research that you're doing. And with whatever one of those fits your story, then it's Pluto related. So it is about, you know, where you are sexually, reproductively, with the finances, with the life, the death, or the divorce in the scenario. And then by Monday, the 15th, you have this turning point with the Mercury retrograde. I'm sorry, Venus retrograde. Let's see, it's getting me already. It has been getting me, you guys. Oh, my God. But anyways, you have this turning point because information starts to come in from Mercury that's impacting where you are with this Venus retrograde story. And so, you know, for Aquarius, it's really been focused on your career or focused on an authority figure like a parent or a boss or a mentor, director, teacher, somebody like that, or it's been about a big personal goal. So pick one of the three: goals, career, authority figures, and going back and figuring something out or letting it go or rekindling it when it comes to the love in the mix or the income flow or the women or the beauty themes. And so Mercury on Monday, the 15th, is going to bring you that information or help you understand something better or get into that, you know, talk, meeting, agreement, sale, writing, whatever this is, to really launch you into the week ahead, understanding this a little bit better and focusing the direction of it. For Pisces, the sun in this square to Pluto from Thursday the 11th, I think you're going to feel it up through Sunday the 14th, but at its height Thursday, Friday the 11th and 12th, really kind of pushing you personally or physically in Pluto's house. Oh, God. So, you know, as with some of the other signs, I mean, this is definitely about you showing up, dealing with something big and financial or something sexual, reproductive, or a death or a birth or a divorce or a third party balance with two other people. And, you know, either you're showing up physically and being there, or it's impacting your identity, or you're focused on your needs or image or brand or body or title or name, whatever that is about you in that mix, in that story. And then pushing with Pluto over those same themes, same exact themes, only this involves something about friends or groups or a gathering of sorts around this subject, or what's going on with the internet here, or astrology or charities in the mix, something social, right? And so, yeah, that's a big one for the next few days. And then by Monday the 15th, we have this turning point with the Venus retrograde, and that is because Mercury is coming to her, merging with her, and we are going to have some news coming in or an offer, or we're going to have that idea or understanding about the whole thing, or we are going make a decision, you know, or maybe get into the talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or interview or, you know, choice about this. And so with every sign, Venus retrograde is about, you know, going back and rekindling or reworking or releasing something that has to do with love or lovers, income, beauty, or women. And for Pisces, it's happening through a trip, or with people at a distance, or through educational pursuits, through legal matters, through media, marketing, publishing interests, through weddings or other ceremonies, or through religion or politics. And so turn that corner depending on what you hear or decide or what happens on Monday, and then that will start to take you forward as you go through the rest of the week. So that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. It's an intense week, but a turning point week. I wish you all the best. My love to everybody. I will be back next week, same time, God willing. And have a good one.